14 years ago this night, Parshas Chayisara, I delivered my first Chabura, in which would become a series of, at this point, probably close to 550 Shiurim I gave. And I did something that I thought was pretty simple at the time, taking someone else's material, turning it into my own Shiur, and quoting them. But what I thought was fascinating was that rather than giving a nice message or a nice lesson, we do what's called Parshanut. It's where you look at the story really carefully, you ask questions, and see the complexity of the Torah that we're learning. So I would like to try to take a 45-minute idea and condense it into our 3 to 4 minute slot. Eliezer spends so much time in the story. He gets a whole perek, and so much of it is repetition. Rashi points out, it's amazing, Yafisi Chasson, right? The speech of the forefathers and their servants are so much more valuable on some level than the actual mitzvos, because the mitzvos, sometimes it's an extra vav or a missing letter or something along those lines, and that's how we determine a halacha. And yet we get psukim after psukim after psukim that go over and over again to give us a sense of what's going on. And yet, this is, I think, critical. When you have a story that appears in Tanakh 2 times, you have to look at both of them and see, are they really the same or are they not? Just one small difference. Eliezer turns to the girl without knowing who she is and declares, here you go. In his head, he knows she's the right girl. It's for sure, Hashkacha brought this. God has made this all happen. And so he gives her the ring. But when he presents to her parents, her family, he reverses the order. He says, first I asked who it is, and then I gave her the ring. Why? The greatness of Eliezer in this story is how focused he is on not only doing the right thing, but in doing the right marketing. He recognizes that he needs a test vis-a-vis God to determine that he's found the right girl. And he does it. And he does it masterfully. And of course, God delivers the girl on the first try. Amazing. But Eliezer realizes just because he's identified who the girl is doesn't mean the job is over. In fact, the real heavy lifting is about to begin. He has to sell himself. He has to sell Avraham to this family. See, imagine if someone came out of nowhere and said, hey, I'd like to marry your daughter. Interested? Just going to throw her on a plane, go a couple thousand miles, never see you again. Most parents would have a hard time on that. But Eliezer masterfully manipulates the narrative to do it in such a way that it's clear that she's the right girl. So he says, look, you see, this is divine. And I asked who she was and boom, I found out. And Eliezer goes, and if you read the psukim carefully, you'll note so many times that Eliezer changes just so and just so. All of that because he's that dedicated to making this all work so that he could deliver the goods and bring home the girl for Yitzchak.